Everything changes. Everything changes. We plant trees for those born later, but what's happened has happened, and poisons poured into the seas cannot be drained out again. What's happened has happened. Poisons poured into the seas cannot be drained out again, but everything changes. We plant trees for those born later.
The trees. The trees are coming into leaf, like something almost being said. The recent buds relax and spread. Their greenness is a kind of grief. Is it that they are born again and we grow old? No, they die too. Their yearly trick of looking new is written down in rings of grain. Yet still the unresting castles thresh in full-grown thickness every May. Last year is dead, they seem to say. Begin afresh, afresh, afresh.
Living. The fire in leaf and grass, so green it seems, each summer, the last summer. The wind blowing, the leaves shivering in the sun, each day, the last day. A red salamander, so cold and so easy to catch, dreamily moves his delicate feet and long tail. I hold my hand open for him to go. Each minute, the last minute.
Rainforest. The forest drips and glows with green. The tree frog croaks his far-off song. His voice is stillness, moss and rain drunk from the forest ages long. We cannot understand that call unless we move into his dream, where all is one and one is all, and frog and python are the same. We, with our quick dividing eyes, measure, distinguish, and are gone. The forest burns, the tree frog dies, yet one is all, and all are one.
Dog days. When you stop to consider the days spent dreaming of a future, and say then, that was my life. For the days are long, from the first milk van to the last shout in the night, an eternity. But the weeks go by like birds, and the years fly past anti-clockwise, like clock hands in a bar mirror.
Ozymandias. I met a traveller from an antique land who said two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear: my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
Holy Sonnet. Death, be not proud. Though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. For those whom thou think'st thou dost overthrow, die not, poor Death. Nor yet canst thou kill me. from rest and sleep, which but thy picture be, much pleasure. Then from thee much more must flow, and soonest our best men with thee do go, rest of their bones and soul's delivery. Thou art slave to fate, chance, kings, and desperate men, and dost with poison, war, and sickness dwell. And poppy or charms can make us sleep as well and better than thy stroke. Why swell'st thou then? One short sleep past, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die.
Into my heart an air that kills. Into my heart an air that kills from yon far country blows. What are those blue remembered hills? What spires, what farms are those? That is the land of lost content. I see it shining plain, the happy highways where I went and cannot come again.
Ariel Song. Full fathom five thy father lies, of his bones are coral made. Those are pearls that were his eyes. Nothing of him that doth fade, but doth suffer a sea change into something rich and strange. Sea nymphs hourly ring his knell. Hark, now I hear them. Ding.
Where go the boats? Dark brown is the river, golden is the sand. It flows along forever with trees on either hand. Green leaves are floating, castles of the foam. Boats of mine are boating. Where will all come home? On goes the river and out past the mill, away down the valley, away down the hill. Away down the river, 100 miles or more, other little children shall bring my boats ashore.